The Egyptian who bought Yusuf said to his wife, "Be kind to him, he may prove useful to us, or we may adopt him as a son." Thus we established Yusuf in the land and arranged to teach him the understanding of affairs. Allah has full power over his affairs, though most people do not know. When he reached maturity, we bestowed on him wisdom and knowledge. Thus do we reward the righteous. Now the lady of the house attempted to seduce him. She bolted the doors and said, "Come." He replied, "May Allah protect me from this. My Lord has provided me with good residence. Should I betray his trust? Surely wrongdoers do not prosper." She advanced toward him, and he would have advanced towards her had he not seen a sign from his Rabb. Thus did we shield him from indecency and immodesty, for he was one of our sincere devotees. They both rushed to the door. In order to stop him, she caught his shirt, and as a result, she ripped his shirt from behind. At the door, they met her husband. Seeing him, she cried, "What punishment does someone who intended evil against your wife deserve, except imprisonment or a painful punishment?" Yusuf said, "It was she who attempted to seduce me." At this, one accusing the other, one member of her own family bore witness, saying, "If his shirt is ripped from the front, then she is speaking the truth, and he is lying. But if it is ripped from behind, then he is speaking the truth, and she is lying." So, when her husband saw that Yusuf's shirt was ripped from behind, he said to her, "It is one of the tricks of you, woman. Your trick was mighty indeed. O Yusuf, say no more about this, and you, my wife, seek forgiveness for your sins, for you were indeed the wrongdoer."